person.
Honor, Timon, Ventidius.
Oh, God.
It had pleased the gods to remember my father's age and call him to long peace. He has gone happy and has left me rich. And as in grateful virtue I am bound to your free heart, I do return those talents, double with thanks and service, from whose help I derive liberty.
By no means, honest Ventidius, you mistake my love. I gave it freely ever, and as none can truly say he gives, if he receives. If our betters play at that game, we must not dare to imitate them. Our faults that are rich are fair.
A noble spirit.
My lord, ceremony was but devised at first to set a gloss on faint thieves. Hollow welcomes, recanting goodness, sorry e'er 'tis shown. But where there is true friendship, there needs none. Pray, sit. More welcome are ye to my fortune than my fortune doubt me.
My lord, we have always confessed it.
No, confessed it.
Angry that we lost.
That reminds me, you're welcome.
No, you shall not make me welcome. I come to have thee thrust me out of doors.
By that a chill. You've a humor that has not become a man's is much to blame. They say, my lords, I have a cure of bravest, yes. But yon man is ever angry.
Well, let him have a table by himself.
But he does neither affect company nor is he fit for it indeed.
Let me stay at thine apparel, Time. I come to observe. I give thee warning of.
I take no heed of thee. As an Athenian, therefore welcome. I myself will have no power. Fiddle, let my meat make thee silence.
All my meat would choke me, but I shall bear flattery. Oh, you gods, what a number of men eats time, and he sink them not. Grieves me to see so many dip their meat in one man's blood. And all the madnesses he cheers them up to. And when the men dare trust themselves with men, he thinks they should invite them without knives. Good for their meat and safer for their lives. There's much example for him. The fellow that sits next to him, now pass away from him. Maybe he's the better men to divide his art. He's the latest man to cheat. Has been true. If I were a huge man, I would fear to think of these, lest they should spy my unified dangerous notes. Great men should drink with harness on their throats.
My lords, in part. And let the help go round, my lord.
Oh, let it flow this way, my good lord.
Flow this way, brave fellow. He keeps his tides well. Those helps will make thee and thy state look ill, Time. Here's that which is too weak to be a sinner. Honest water. There, that man is a mire. It's in my food or eat. The feasts are too proud to give thanks to the gods. Oh. Immortal gods. Oh. I crave no pelf, I pray for no man but myself. Oh. Grant I may never prove so fond to trust man on his oath or bond. Or a harlot for a week. Or a dog that seems a sleeping. Or a keeper with my freedom. Or my friends if I should need them. Oh, rich men sin, and I eat meat.
Much good, take thy good heart, Abimatus.
Oh!
Lord Lucius out of his three loves has presented to you four milk-white horses trapped in silver. Oh. I shall accept them fairly. Let the presents be worthy, Mr. Tetter.
Please, my lord. Lord Lucullus entreats your company tomorrow to hunt with him and has sent your honor two brace of greyhounds.
Oh. Let them be well received, not without fair reward.
Captain Alcibiades, your heart's in the field now.
My heart's ever at your service, my good lord.
Would you rather be at a breakfast of enemies than a dinner of friends?
As though they were bleeding you, my lord, there's no meat like it. Could wish my best friend at such a feast.
That all those flatterers were thy enemies then. But then thou might kill him, but then give me to him.
Might we but have that happiness, my lord, that you would once use our hearts, whereby we might express some part of our zeal, we should think ourselves forever perfect.
Ah. No doubt, my good friends, but the gods themselves have provided I shall have much help from you. So how'd you be my friends else? Why have you that charitable title from thousands? Did not you chiefly belong to my heart? I've told more of you to myself than you can with modesty speak in your own behalf. And thus far, I confirm you. Oh, you gods, think I. What need we have any friends? Should we ne'er have need of them? They're the most needless creatures living. Should we ne'er have use of them? And should most resemble sweet instruments hung up in cases that keep the sounds to themselves. Why, I've often wished myself poorer. Oh. That I might come nearer to you. Reforms do benefits. And what better or properer can we call our own than the riches of our friends? Oh, what a precious comfort it is to have so many like brothers commanding one another's fortunes. Joys you made away can be borne. Mine eyes cannot hold up watching me things. To forget their faults, I drink to you.
Thou meet'st to make them drink, Timon. Joy had a like conception in our eyes, and that instant like a babe sprung out.
Oh, I laugh to think that babe a bastard.
I promise you, my lord, you moved me much.
Much.
And now, what means that trump?
Please you, my lord, there are certain ladies most desirous of admitting
his... Ladies? What do they will?
They comes with them a forerunner, my lord, which bears their office to signify their pleasures.
Well, let them have kind admittance. Music make their welcome.
Thank you.
my lord, how ample you are beloved.
Make ourselves fools to disport ourselves, and spend our flatteries to drink those men upon whose age we void it up again with poisonous spite and envy. Who lives that's not depraved or depraved? Who dies that bears not one spurn to their graves of their friends' guilt? I should fear that those that dance before me now would one day stamp upon me. It has been done. Men shut their doors against the sinking sun.
Done our pleasures much grace, fair ladies. Set a fair fashion on our entertainment. And to thank you for it.
My lord, you take us even at the best.
A fate for the worst is filthy and would not overtaking, I can't say.
Casket, bring me hither.
Yes, my lord. More jewels, yes. Well, there's no crossman in his humor. Else I should tell him where the faith I should. When all spent, if he crossed there, if he could. It's pity Bertie had not eyes behind. That man might ne'er be wretched for his mind.
So much I advance this jewel. Accept it and wear it kind, my lord.
That's what I'm so far already in your gift.
Far?
So
be
all. A deceitful offer, stout say to your word. It does concern you near.
Near? Well, then another time I'll hear.
What will this come to? He commands us to provide and give great gifts and all have an empty coffin. Nor will he know his purse or yield me this to show him how to beggar his heart is, being of no power to make his wishes good. His promises by so beyond his statement, what he speaks in all in debt, he owes for every word. He's so kind, and now patience is for it, his dance put to their books. Well, would I were gently put out of office before I were forced out. Happier is he that has no friend to feed, than such that doing enemies exceed. I bleed inwardly, my lord.
You do yourself too much wrong. You beg too much of your own merits. Here. Here, my lord. A token of our love.
With more than common thanks, I will receive it.
Oh, he is the very soul of bounty. Oh, do you remember, my lord, you gave good words the other day of a bay courser I rode on. It's yours because you liked it.
Oh, I beseech you, pardon me, my lord, for that.
You may take my word. I know no man can justly praise for what he does affect. I wear my friend's affection with mine own. I'll tell you true. Of course.
None so well. None.
I take all in your several visitations. So kind a heart is not enough to give. He thinks I could deal kingdoms to my friends in every weary. Oh, that's why he's that a soldier, therefore seldom rich. It comes in charity to thee. All thy living is amongst the dead. All the lands thou hast lie in a pitched field.
Aye. Defiled lands, madam.
We are so virtuous, dear. that.
And I to you.
So infinitely endeared.
Oh, oh, so I to you. Life. More life. The best of happiness. Ready for his friend.
What a coil's here, serving a vex and shutting out of bums. I doubt whether the legs be worth the sums that are paid for them. Friendship's full of dregs. He thinks false hearts should never have sound legs. Thus, honest fools lay out their wealth on curses.
Oh, Abramantus, if thou were not sullen, I'd be good to thee.
Nope, I'll nothing.
But if I should be bright too, there would be none left to rail upon thee, and thou wouldst in the park. Thou givest so long time, and I fear me thou wilt give away thyself in paper shortly. What be these feasts, pomps, and vain glories?
Man, you begin to rail upon society once. I'm sworn not to give regard to you. Oh well, come again with better music.
So thou wilt not hear me now, thou shalt not then. I'll lock thy heaven from thee. Oh, that men's ears should be to counsel death, but not to flatter it.